Hey, we're live. Hey, good morning. It is the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well and having a good morning or afternoon or evening, depending on where you are in the world, because we do have people watch and listen to the show different times. Later in the week, later in the month, they find us, depending where they are, and later in time. And according to the map in the podcast, we got people all around the world, so that's pretty cool. Well, it's 7:40. This is our 341st show. Not quite a whole year yet. We got, 365, so we got about 24 more shows to do, and it'll be a whole year. And it's always amazing how much I think about every day. So a little later than normal. It is Saturday, so kind of got up, take it easy. Got some things done before I wanted to do the show, thinking about the show, reaching out, do some research, do some reading. After the show, I'm going to go drink some coffee. I'm going to finish reading, hopefully, a bulk of that Fixing Your Scrum book. I'm almost done, more than halfway through. So I'm hoping I'll be able to enjoy a cup of coffee, sit outside, and read the rest of the book. So a couple things just want to talk about today. My sign in the back still looks crooked. I thought I straightened it out, but I don't know anymore. Looks maybe it's the camera angle. Could be the camera. Maybe I have to alternate that little sign a little bit, put that up higher and lower. I don't know. So what are we going to talk about today? A couple little things. I always like to keep it short. Keep it within a daily scrum of 15-minute long. Time box, if not shorter. Sometimes it goes a little longer. I don't think today is going to go longer. And just talk about stuff that helps you get value to the customer. Well, get value to the customer. Get you home to your families and friends so you can enjoy life, because that's why we work. And of course, Eddie's on the thing. And have some fun, right? And not work these crazy hours. I mean, that's the goal. I see that so many times when I go coach organizations, people working crazy hours. So, two topics I want to talk about today. Okay. One, engaging when a coach comes in, engage. The debate. What, you know, about how to coach somebody when you're first engaged. And it's got a two-way question. It'll be, what would the coachee like and what would the coach want to work on? We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then mid-sprint update. One of my people I'm working with brought that up as a question. And I've done that before, so I want to talk about that just a little bit. I think that'll be a nice little nugget for a video clip for people to look up. What do we do about mid-sprint updates? So the first item, coaching people and scrum masters and things like that. You know, a coach is not the scrum master. Scrum master's in with the team every day. When I engage with new scrum masters to be their coach for their team and organization inside a company, I like to see how the team's working before I go doing anything. I don't really, you got to do instant change. I'm like, what am I going to do instant change for? I'm just going to listen to how everything's working, how the dynamics of the team. And then you got to have individual coaching sessions with leads, product owners, scrum masters, certain people. If they have a feature lead, tech leads, managers, just do some one-on-ones with them and see what they think. And in a real coaching system, a lot of managers go, well, tell me what the answer is. I need to know the answer is. Sometimes you got to give them an answer, but you want to get them to a point where they're asking you and where you're really working together as a team to solve problems for the teams. Where I help a lot of people with is like, what? Okay, so when I go in, some coaches go in here, I'm going to tell you how to run your team and what's wrong, right? I would like to give you two options on that. Of course, he's in there. That's Eddie watching the show, commenting in the comment section. What does the coachee want to work on? So there's two avenues. One, you ask the coachee, well, would you like to work? What do you see going on that we can work together on and try to come up with some ideas and thought process that you can try as a scrum master for the team? That's the primary initial definitely want to do that like your first time to get that. Sometimes they're not like everything's great, everything's fine. You better have your data, your empirical data in hand before you go change it, because they're going to come and tell you that everything's fine because no one wants to be wrong. Some the ones that really want your help will tell you, trust me. They're the easiest, best people to coach because you don't have to pull anything out of them. Like, this is what I see problems, and I really would like to work with you on solving these problems. You get that so many times. So the other one is, what would the coach like to work on? Now, when I do that technique, is I already have the data, but I ask it in terms of questions. Like, I build dashboards, fine with that stuff. I build data. I see what everybody's looking at. So I have my own personal observations, which may or may not, people may not believe my personal observations. I'm fine with that. I wish they would, but okay, they don't absorb. So what I do is I use data, because the data, you can't argue with the data. You can argue why it's there. So what I'll ask people questions just to get them thinking, why is Greg asking this question? I always want my coaches to say, okay, Greg's asking a question. That means there's something going on. That what am I not seeing? Am I missing something? What's going on? And my coaches get to learn that, because when I start asking questions, they're like, oh shoot, he sees something going on. I haven't recognized it, or I've been too busy. And that's something we're going to talk about tomorrow. What I would say, like, I showed a picture of a chart. Like, let's say I did a dashboard and I had this burn down chart, right? And we all know that one is taking too long. Okay, it's getting better. Okay, we just kind of crashed and fell like a waterfall. And I would ask, so what's going on with the team? I was looking at the, you know, the sprint burn down chart. What's going, what do you think is causing this activity? And I want them to tell me, I want them to say, so, and then I'd be like, well, do we need to fix it? What do you see going on? What is this something that important, and what's causing this? And have that conversation with the coachee and work with them to diagnose and come up with ideas on how they might want to tackle it in the future, or team up on something. Do you want me as an agile coach to come in and give a session on something? I can do that too. You know, I've done it enough times. I got a million decks. You know, whatever they want that would help them, because sometimes they're so wrapped around stuff they don't have time to do the full facilitation, do the presentation, do the discussion, build the content, whatever. And I'm fine with helping that. So that's the two ways you can do it. One, ask them what they would work on. Boom, they pop up. Your life is golden, and you can work with them. It's awesome. No, they don't tell you anything. It's a quiet crickets. Everything's beautiful. Use your data to show. Asking them a question. Don't say, hey, this is wrong. What's screwed up with your darn team? Just say, hey, you know, look at some of the metrics or whatever. What do you think's going on? I mean, is this what is your interpretation of it? Get their interpretation, what's going on, and then do that. So those are just two ways of coaching people when it comes to Agile and Scrum. Definitely know your stuff when you go into it. Know what the team's doing, have your data, do some analysis before you go in, because they will come back and say, there's nothing wrong. And if you're not prepared, that's the end of your coaching session. You're done, right? And you better have data, because it's an opinion versus actual empirical data if you don't know what you're looking at. Like, you can bring up the screen and show that. So that was the first item. The second item, and that came up, one of my coaches talked about mid-sprint status, or how's the sprint doing? And in Scrum, as we know, there's just sprint planning, daily Scrum, sprint review, and the retrospective, right? So there's really only four ceremonies in Scrum, which is really, when your team is really working well, it's all you need. Sometimes you need extra things, but you got to keep them short and brief and to the point. It's not a la la la. Again, there was a good little Scrum video. Someone's talking about talk about anything you want. That's not what it's about. And I think it was Maria or something. I don't know. Anyway, I was watching it this morning. So what they asked, is it okay to do mid-sprint, you know, how's the sprint going? I'm like, yes, it's fine. I usually do them on a Friday, to be honest with you. Some teams need it. Here's the difference. Here's what I look for as an agile coach. Is the team conscious of their other teammates and what they're doing? You don't need a mid-sprint status if the other team, after they do their task or do their story, they look up, pull their head out of the sand, and go, hey, does anybody else need help? If you hear that, you don't need a mid-sprint discussion. Where you may want one is when you don't hear anything conversation-wise of people helping other people in the team. And let's say you're in a physical location or in Slack or any kind of communication, emails like, hey, I finished my story. Does anybody need any help before you go? Those are the key words. If you don't hear that in the discussion among the team, then maybe you do need it. Well, they may be hitting their numbers, but, and also if they're not hitting their numbers, again, how is their board looking? Like if it's going like this, then you really, once you start hitting that red point, maybe a mid-sprint discussion is really important, right? That's where this chart works both ways. If it starts doing this a lot, then yeah. If every sprint you're doing this, then yes. This is where you really need a mid-sprint discussion. If you see this, then a mid-sprint's good. Because what's telling me is people aren't getting stuff done and they're not talking. So the whole idea behind the mid-sprint is they're sitting there working. They're paying attention to their stuff, but they're not paying attention to their teammates. What you want to do is make sure they all see the sprint goal and remind them because, hey, this is a sprint goal. How are we doing? Are there any things going on? Are anybody stuck? And that graph will tell you what is going on. If it's all coming down, you don't need a mid-sprint discussion because it's doing well. But sometimes you need to get that check where everybody else is looking at the wellness of the entire team. So a couple things on that. One, you got to have some data. You know, are we waiting to the last minute of the sprint to get stuff done and why? It's part of it. You want to be specific on what you want to talk about and say, here's some things on the list. How are we doing the current things we got going? Stuff's been dragging a little bit. Maybe the in-process time is getting longer than what we have agreed to in our working agreement, right? There may be some other things. Bring some data. But keep it specific. Keep it small, too, by the way. Don't make it an hour, 2 hour long discussion and make it a technical discussion. It should be only 15 minutes, half hour, maybe extra on the back of a daily scrum or something or later in the day and just relax, have some coffee and just bring coffee to everybody. Everybody talks about it, jump on, take a break. How's everybody doing? What are we doing? Anything going on here? I just want to share with you what's going on in our data. And show them those numbers because sometimes they don't pay attention. So sometimes you just need to show those dashboards midweek so that they see what we're fixed on or what trials are coming up in the thing. So that's all I have for today. Keep ideas coming to me if you have any topics you would like to talk about or share or ask questions. One of the things I do is when I do help other people, a lot of times I bring them up in the show because what helps one person probably will help a lot of other Scrum people and Agile people over time. And like I said, what I'm doing is I'm taking these sessions, building little micro pieces of content and building playlists, whether it be for product owner, Scrum Master, time boxing, ceremonies, all that stuff. So if anybody, I want to build a library of content so people can see over the next 10 years, you know, 20 years, whatever it takes. So with that, have a great Saturday. Go do something. Enjoy some time with the family and friends. Relax. Step away from the work a little bit. My wife's out going riding her bike, you know. She's like, I'm getting out of here. I can't blame you. And ring the little bell, and we'll give you notifications when we got new stuff coming. I would like to talk a topic in the future. How do we need to run our sprint ceremonies? Ah, Krishna. Okay, send me a message in LinkedIn. Let's chat about it a little bit more. During the COVID time, How do we need to do, 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 do? So, Krishna A, I would like to talk about a topic in the future. How do we need to run our sprint ceremonies during COVID time? One, I'm just going to give you one. Oh, we're at the 15-minute mark. We'll go. I'm going to use that as another one. We'll talk about maybe Monday, because I did all my PI planning and I got some stuff that would go right with that too. So, all right. Since we're all distributed. Got it. All right, Krishna. You have a great day. We're past the 15-minute mark. I'm going to close the time box. And have fun. Take care. Bye. See ya.